Can you believe it? It's a Friday. G'day, Ender.
Yeah, roll on the weekend. Morning, boys. Morning, everyone.
Now, the government's had a bit of a shock. What's happened?
So Boris Johnson wanted to carry out a minor cabinet reshuffle today, and then out of nowhere, in the middle of it all, his Chancellor of the Exchequer, basically the country's finance minister, has quit, Sajid Javid, resigning. And then, of course, within a couple of hours, the Westminster gossip vine and all the information comes out, basically, that a couple of days ago, Boris Johnson apparently told his Chancellor to sack his advisers and replace them with new ones that were more kind of favourable and more liked by Boris Johnson. Sajid Javid said no, and the end result is he has quit, and in his place comes a much younger Chancellor. The budget is coming up in 4 weeks' time. It is a complete mess, and a lot of pressure and stress that Boris Johnson's government could have done without.
Storm Dennis is on the way.
Yeah, so last weekend we had Storm Ciara. This weekend we go in alphabetical order. We're now into D, Storm Dennis, rolling in from the Atlantic. Wind speeds up to 80, 90 miles per hour, but significant rainfall due across most of the country. The only parts of Britain that won't get it, north of Scotland and Northern Ireland, 100 millimetres of rain due in 24 hours in some places. That is a month's worth of rain in February falling in less than one day. It's going to be really, really interesting because, of course, the ground is still saturated from last weekend's storm.
All right, well, hopefully everyone will stay safe. Mate, thanks for your work this week. You'll be back with Oliver this afternoon, and we'll do it again Monday morning.
We will. Have a great weekend, guys.